Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Bring beauty real talk.
Come on.
It don't faze me, and then other days I hear it and I just crack up. So for all those,
I mean, it depends right now. This is not, it's all not funny. I please change it. I mean, really, it's not fair to my spirit. It's so embarrassing.
It's funny because I felt you about to crack up, so I just couldn't hold it. But for all those who's tuned in, welcome to the Haps with T. Austin Reed and Miss P. We're cracking up about the intro song and my laugh, which is hysterical.
And I thought after all this time I'd be used to it by now. Wrong answer. It's just not.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious. I don't know how I felt your energy on that one. Like, I knew it was coming. But anyway, I want to talk about my laugh, the whole segment. How you doing today, T. Austin?
It's such a wonderfully bizarre and you know, crazy world. But I love every second of it. You know, that's entertainment for you. Anything that could possibly go wrong and go wrong with anybody else, more preferably. But, you know, it's great. How are you?
Right. I'm good. I just want to say congratulations to you on your first Ustream. I watched it twice already.
Really?
So actually, I made it three times because I was there live, guys, and then I was there twice after.
I haven't even seen it at all. I couldn't tell if I chopped my head off from, you know, my webcam and everything went wrong, but I guess it turned out okay. I mean, I think maybe after a couple of beers, I'll go back and watch it and forgive, you know, myself. I don't know, but I was my armpit, you know, I started sweating and everything. We'll talk about that later. But,
yeah, it was a really intense moment.
Yeah.
But it was really, really good. I enjoyed it. So for all those who missed T. Austin Reed on Ustream, definitely check it out at T. Austin Reed,
Yay.
Just like it sounds. Just Google her and get in tuned. And from my understanding, T. Austin, you're going to be doing, like, different episodes of Ustream?
Yes, I am. I always have something up my sleeve in my pockets, you know. I mean, and I'm always liable, even though, you know, I have the Stephen Wright monotone sense, but, you know, it fluctuates because I get, you know, I have people inside my head that go, hey, time to get crazy now. Yay, let's go. So
right,
you
right.
Know,
there's a person for Twizzlers. There's a person for the Grand
yes.
Marnier. There's a person for the,
yes.
the producing side. Yeah, I get it. I love
yes.
that.
Yes, yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
So, moving right along into the show again, guys, be sure to check out T. Austin Reed on Ustream. And before we end our segment, we'll definitely give you all of T. Austin's info for those who are tuned in for the first time. I just want to give a big, 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 big shout out to Teens and Tunes because we just grew a person, so I'm really, really excited about that. So shout out to Joshua.
Yay.
Who is very, very talented and creative. I also want to give a shout out to Mr. Al King, who joined the panel. So it's really exciting to me because we get to have a man's input on our topics. So that's really a rarity. If I'm used to talking to men on the show that are being interviewed by me, but not really having a male's perspective on different topics that we talk about on the Intune show. So shout out to Mr. King for joining the panel. Yay, yay, yay. So,
Tio. Oh, that's awesome.
Right?
That's
isn't
awesome.
It? Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Like, I'm excited about that. Like, you can't see me doing my happy dance, but it's definitely what's happening right now. But, yeah.
That's what's up. Hey.
Yeah, right? It's super, super dope. Moving right along, though, I want to kind of get into, like, the topics that, you know, we're going to be talking about today as far as, like, art and entertainment. I also want to keep you guys that are tuned in right now in tuned to the rest of the show because not only are we talking about the haps with you guys right now, we're also going to have Diva Got the J on Gossip, and we're going to have The Locker Room, which is on every Sunday at 4 p.m. with Altitude and Diva J, who's going to be interviewing Buffalo Bills, Philip Crosby, former NFL star. So that should be interesting and exciting.
Awesome, awesome, right on. But we're going to roll right along right now with the weekend box office results for this past weekend, from November 16th to the 18th. And the top 10 goes as follows. Number 10 is Cloud Atlas. Number 9 is Here Comes the Boom. Number 8, Pitch Perfect. Number 7, dropped two slots from 5 to 7, Taken 2. Argo slipped 2 notches from 4 to 6. Flight is at number 5. Wreck-It Ralph is at number 4. Lincoln opened up at number 3. Skyfall, which I did see. And, you know, I love James Bond. For as long as I've been living, he's been around. It's nice, British accent and everything, you know. And it was a really action-packed movie. Sorry to say, I'm not going to let anybody in on anything, but, you know, fabulous people did pass in this movie, and I was kind of sad. But anyway, yes, the people that have been in his entire series since before I was born, but... it was a very action-packed movie. Love it. But I do have to say this about James Bond. He's a skeezer. Straight up. He gets around. He gets down.
Okay.
He gets the ladies. All different colors. He
all
gets to call them whatever he wants to call them.
Wow.
You know, but, you know, he gets down. And it was a good movie. So if you haven't seen it, check it out. And number one. Of course, no surprises here, is the Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Right.
I'm a fan. I love vampires. I like when people bite people. I like when their eyes turn different colors. I like the wolves. I like nature. But, I mean, you know, this movie right here is busting out at the scene so far as this weekend in the box office. $141 million throughout the United States.
Wow.
300 and some odd million dollars worldwide for the weekend.
Yeah. Right.
However,
yeah.
You know, these numbers have fallen short. They're still, you know, it's not as much as, Breaking Dawn Part 1. They didn't make as much their opening weekend. But they're just slamming everybody else. I mean, them compared to Skyfall, Twilight Saga compared to Skyfall, it's like, you know, Skyfall's 53% down. So, you know, the sparkling vampires are just, you know, they're the rave right now. And I'm happy for everybody in the cast, even though, you know, so much infidelity and stuff, and I'm not even going to drop into that drama because that would carry me through the rest of the show.
So, that's a whole other topic.
Yeah. I'm not even going there on that one.
Yeah.
They're at number one, and go Vampires.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's really crazy how Twilight is, like, really, like, this thing for, like, millions and millions of people. Like, my cousin is on Facebook 24/7. Oh, my God, I'm waiting in line. Oh, my God, I'm in here. You know, it's just really, dude.
And there's always been this thing with vampires, though, because, you know, there's an eternal thing. You know, everybody wants to live forever. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to go dead. But, you know, I mean, it's so good.
Go dead.
But the vampires, you know, we live life through these vampires. And just, I think it's the glitter thing that, you know, is attracting all the young people now, because, you know, they can't die from the sun. So let's not sparkle in the daytime. Let's go.
Right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, really. I want to hear what you have to say.
I'm just saying that they always
the
try to get, like, quote-unquote attractive characters with bodies, so to speak, so they say, or whatever, to be in these roles, too. And they know
really?
That sex sells, and that's why there's so much of it happening in these movies and stuff like that. You get, like, a sexy symbol and throw them into a vampire, like, anything that's mystical creature-type thing, and people are in love with that because it's outside of the norm. Of existence, like you said, people want to like live forever. I even wanted to be a vampire when I was like one.
And I'm going to
say I'm 12 now.
I guess because Mr. Pattinson, you talk about attractive vampires. I am going to say this bravely. I've seen vampires, and I love vampires, but he is the weirdest looking vampire I've ever seen. I'm not attracted to him. See,
okay, we lost Pete Austin for a second, so we were waiting for her to get back on. For all those who want to comment on anything that's happening over the weekend or next week in your area, or if you've seen a movie that you want to put people in tune to, then definitely give us a call at 818-495-6975, and we have T. Orson back, so let's give her a round of applause. Yay.
I'm so mad because I was just talking to myself for a minute, and I was just going in on Mr. Pattinson, you know, and how crazy he looks. And I, you know, from watching the series, I did have to jump over on Team Jacob and the Wolf side because his body was like, damn.
Hey, you got it.
I'm sorry, but his boobs were bigger than mine, and that was like, you know, my eyes were popping out of my face. I was like, let's go, baby. Yeah.
Okay, all loving
okay.
Crazy
all right.
Pants.
Yeah, it really was. I was like, oh my goodness, he's hot. I'll give up the pastiness for right now because I'm clawing stuff right now.
Yeah,
okay.
I see. Whew. I wish we had a fan sound, but we have a caller on the line. So let's take a call really, really quick, and then we'll jump right back in. Cola, you on the line with T. Austin Reed and Ms. P. How you doing today?
Hello.
Okay, I guess they have stage fright. Okay,
uh-oh.
So, yeah.
That's
we'll
my job.
Put them back on. We'll put them back on hold. Yeah.
So, he's
yummy looking, and, you know, I'm sure there's a trillion other people that think that way, but there's nothing wrong with eye candy. Let's just admit it.
I have to look now. I do, because I have a tendency to, you know, take eye candy and take the candy out and, you know, put the wrappers in. Wait, we're on daytime, right? See, we need that nighttime talk show.
And we don't know what age ranges that we have in tune right now, so we got to keep it a little PG.
We're
going to have to really talk about getting that, you know, in tune after dark session happening. You know, maybe we'll do like a little poll and see who will be interested in that and then, you know, looking to like making it happen.
You see what the vampire stuff does to me. It's just like, let's move on.
Okay, like, yeah, that's my thing, and yeah. Okay, so what's
all
next
right.
on the list?
Okay, we have the American Music Awards coming up tonight,
mm-hmm.
and that will be lined up with Rihanna, Nicki Minaj, and everybody else, you know, all the typical Maroon 5, Drake, Katy Perry, Justin B, you know, all those people and who I really so much adore. And
right.
yeah, they'll be up. Nicki is going to she's in the pop rock category for favorite female artist and album for Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded. You know, she's got that nomination going on. And she's also nominated for the favorite artist and album in the hip-hop rap category, which she won 2 awards last year for that. You know, congrats. I don't take anything away from, you know, any of these artists. I'm very, you know, happy for her and her accomplishments.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I mean, Kelly Clarkson has, I did see her new video. I have no idea what it's called, but Kelly, I did see her on television because I'm not really a big fan of videos or TV or anything, but I have been just, you know, flicking the channels left and right lately to get back in the swing of things, and Kelly's still doing her thing. I got a lot of respect for her. You know, these musicians, they you know, they do their thing, and then it's like they drop out they drop out of sight, and then they come back, and, you know, they keep doing it. And then Linkin Park as well, and No Doubt.
I love them.
Yes, yes. They're definitely, they're going to be, you know, doing their thing on this program, which, you know, it's going to be on ABC. So you guys check it out. I'm excited. I come from the music family, so I'm definitely anxious to see what's going to be popping.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a fan. So let's get into that tonight. Definitely.
Well, that's good. That's good. And, you know, I never, ever watched the award ceremonies. Like, I used to, and I need to get back into that, but I just really have no real interest in it.
Have you
My
ever
TV
watched
stays on
any
one channel.
Awards, Joe?
Yes, I have.
No?
Like, I've watched. I used to always be pissed if I missed them. I don't know how I felt out of, like, love and focus of that. I always hear about it, though.
Yeah, I mean, it gets to be, sometimes it gets to be, like, really redundant. So, I mean, like I said, I stopped watching TV for a while, but now it's exciting. Because I don't know anybody. It's like everybody's new.
Like,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Most people think that's bad because I do music. And I'm like, no, it's really good. Because that means I haven't been listening to anybody to pick up any kind of influence. So,
right.
You know, I am going to watch tonight and, you know, just do my hand clapping and everything. But, yeah. Go, people.
Yeah. Yeah, go, go. And keep me posted, guys, because I won't be tuned in at all.
Yeah. And, you know, now that it's wintertime, wintertime wherever they say it is, because I live in Florida, so I don't know what time it is.
Thanks for rubbing it in, Pete Wesson. I live in Florida. Like, yeah. Yeah, palm trees,
I would
yeah.
be sorry. I just can't do it.
I would be sorry, but I just can't be.
No. When I go on vacation and it says wintertime and I see snow, I'm like, yay! So I know it's wintertime. But, you know, here it's just like, it's almost borderline tropical. So I don't know about it. But, you know, there are so many spots in the United States right now to actually hit the hills and
mm-hmm.
take the family and go skiing. And you guys have the Poconos in New York, right?
Yeah, not too far.
Of course you do. Yeah, and you know, if anybody's out there who's interested in skiing and stuff like, you can hit the Poconos. It's Dale, Colorado, which is, you know, a very popular ski spot and stuff like that. So, you know, everybody's getting bored with the, you know, all the Northwest and the Midwest. You know, they're getting their snow right now. So it's a good time to get out with the family, you know, slip and fall and pick each other up. And get
slip and fall?
Family unity going on. Yeah.
Jeez.
Great.
I got to work around with a first aid kit, like, because I know
that's
I'll be
okay.
Down that slope, missing a heel, a boot, a glove.
But you know what? You're doing it all in love. You're picking
all in love.
Love. Yes. It's all good. See?
Anybody who
there.
Knows me knows that I'm a drama queen. So that right there is like is an event in itself, going skiing. But I always wanted to do it, and I'm open to it. It's just, you know, the whole process. Everything is a process for me mentally. I have to process this. Have you
ever
been skiing?
Are you talking about jumping on the slopes?
I'm talking about the skis in general, like just to put those things on, you know, and walk with those things. You know, how do you, you know, I've never done it. Have you been?
You know, actually, I've never gone skiing, but I'm a snowboarder because I surf.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you kind of do the, you do the penguin walk. You know, you
penguin
you
walk. The
yeah,
happy
I mean,
feet.
I do be, yeah, I do. I do that happy feet tap when I'm at the top of the hill. And then, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter if I roll and turn into a snowball to get to the bottom. But, you know, at the top, you know, I got my, I'm going to have to put you on a snowboard. You know, it's okay. Everything's going to be fine. We'll just roll down the hill together and just, you know, we'll make it a day.
And you know what it will be?
Fatality.
You know, you're foul for that. I'm
It would be a fatality waiting to happen. Like, really, though?
Yeah.
No.
Or as you would say, or six.
I can't afford that. I need to live. I want to live.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll keep you alive, I promise. So,
great.
You know, next, we're going to move, you know, from the outside in the snow to the inside of the Universal Surf, which is an excellent form of family entertainment. If you don't know about the Universal Soul Circus, it was started in 1994. It was founded by Cedric Walker. And it's a circus that's basically run and managed by different ethnicities. You know, mm-hmm. It has 75 performers and 12 acts. And I did go to it when I lived in Miami, and it was awesome, excellent. You know, a different, you know, the racial barriers were broken, which I had never seen that before. And it was a humbling experience because it was surprising, too, because the ringleader was a guy who was like maybe 4 feet tall. Little people. I love little people. He was just like mm-hmm. amazingly awesome and hilarious, doing jokes and everything. And you know, as the show progressed, I didn't know what to expect. Nobody told me anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting in the crowd and the lights dim, and I start seeing all these people of color coming out. I'm like, is this a circus? I don't remember ever seeing anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
But it was amazing, amazing. And acrobats. Trapeze, the same thing that happens in Ringling Brothers, you know, but, you know, so many minorities. And I'm like, these guys are awesome. Absolutely. I mean, my mouth dropped to the floor. I couldn't even eat my Twizzlers. It was the show was so good.
When you can't eat Twizzlers, it has to be shocking because that's
what?
A problem for me. Yeah.
What? Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
Twizzlers.
It was great, and the thing, what I came to find out afterwards was I have an associate who trains the animals, the wild animals in the show, And he lives here in Florida. Yes. And I didn't know. I went out to his place, which he has Watusis on like hundreds of. I was like, what's a Watusi? I thought that was just a dance. You know, and it's like, you know, an African bull, and these bulls have like these enormous, you know, horns and everything. I was like, what's that? He's like, you know, I have Watusis, and he had all these lions, and I was like, who does this, you know? And he is like, you know, well, I do the Universal Soul Circus, and it was just an amazing experience. I got to see all the animals, like, up and close. It was great. Such a great experience. But they tour every year. I have a link to, I will post that on the site to get tickets for when the Soul Circus is touring and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's a very reasonably priced event, and people can, you know, just check it out because they do travel throughout the United States, so it's definitely something to see. It doesn't matter what, mm-hmm. you know, ethnic background or, you know, it doesn't matter where you come from, but just to see some entertainment of this magnitude and take your family out, it's just another way to embrace the family and spend that quality time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's absolutely awesome and colorful. I recommend that to anybody, no matter where you are. So, guys, go check it out.
Absolutely. I've been, and it is cool. It is cool to see African-Americans. Yeah, I've been. They come up here to New York as well, and they play in Brooklyn. They perform in Brooklyn and I think in Manhattan, if I'm not mistaken. But I've definitely caught the Brooklyn show, and it was cool. And I was in the front seat, and they had me come up and dance, like, go around and stuff, and I did it, too, because I like being a fool sometimes, and I knew no one there, so it didn't matter.
Really? Because you always try and make it, you know, you always try and brag like you can't dance. I know you're lying.
But see, when you're in a circus, when you're in a circus, no one cares, because you're in a circus, and everything is comical and funny and silly and, you know what I mean? So it's not like they were looking for me to be like a video dancer. They were just looking for fun. And that's what it was about, like getting up there and no one even cared that I couldn't dance. It was all good. It was my best dance ever in life, actually, because
really?
No one cared. Yeah. That was my best performance ever.
So in other words, you were just straight clowning, right?
Yeah, it was part of the circus for like 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
It was great. So definitely recommend to check it out. But what I don't recommend, if I can quickly let this out, because I've been holding it patiently, don't go see The Man with the Iron Fist. Period. Hashtag, that is all. Like, it's not awesome at all. At all. What was so bad about it? Okay, I can't even explain it. Let's talk about the good things. The good thing was that I got to see Lucy Liu because I think she's an amazing actress and she's beautiful. So that
was
cool.
Hubba.
Right? Exactly. And Russell Crowe, which I think is an amazing actor as well.
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino actually directed it. I think it's amazing for someone to be able to put together any type of project and see it come to life. So shout out to RZA for that. But just his performance, he needed to really get some acting in there and among some other things that I didn't enjoy looking at the entirety of the movie. But fortunately enough, it was, you know, I was there with great people. So it kind of was distracting and it was awesome altogether. So that's what made the movie exciting. So shout out to everyone who went with me to that movie to make it worthwhile to be sitting there for that length of time. Yeah.
Well, you know, I know it must be kind of difficult for Quentin because I believe this is his first movie since his editor was murdered.
Really?
Did you know that?
No. No idea.
Yeah. I can't think of her name. I'm just going off the top of my head right now. But she was, I believe her last project was, what was it? It was the Something Bastards. I'm blanking out, but it
was totally cool.
Yeah. She passed.
Wow.
And you know, and I could easily, you know, maybe I need to get with him and you know, on the editing tip, and maybe I'd like to collab with him because he's awesome. Like I said, he's like one of my favorites, and I'm just sorry that you know it was disappointing.
Yeah,
you,
don't be sorry.
Come
on, those things happen.
No, I mean, I'm gonna take your advice. Oh hell, I mean,
yeah,
I'm
don't.
Paying
I
all
mean,
that money is costing up for the movies. Seriously?
If you're bored is like one of those movies that I say, if you have nothing else in this world to do, if you can't cook, if you can't exercise, if you can't like talk on the phone, if you don't want to be on Twitter or Facebook, I mean, if you're just in one of those movies and you just want to be by yourself, stay by yourself. Don't turn that on.
I didn't say go in like that. Damn.
No, I'm just saying. Come on. I want to be realistic about my experience, and that wasn't really a good one, you know? But it's cool, though, because
okay.
I was in good company and I enjoyed myself in that sense. So.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's great. So that's a chopped-off thumb. That's not even a thumb down. You cut the whole thing
chopped
off.
Chopped-off thumb. Yeah, thumbs all the way chopped on that one. Don't do it.
Okay.
Yeah. So what's going on with the sitcom that you, not a sitcom, but the little series that you introduced me to, Walking Dead. What's going on with the zombies?
You know what? I love that sound. I really do. I don't know why that sound in my ears, you know?
No.
I'm perfecting that. I'm becoming really good at sanitizing myself in my sleep. Let me tell you, season three started off, like I said, I'm not really going to go into too much detail, but sure enough, little sister came on board, and she's like rocking the joint. She's serious. And like I said, you know, I went in and I just, like I said, I'll always say this, and I don't care who, if you're offended, you're offended. That's you. But black people usually don't survive. But this chick right here, I want to be her friend during the apocalypse because she works that samurai. She makes no mistakes. Clean cuts to the bone, baby. She is not playing, and she's serious. She doesn't smile. She doesn't care. Kind of like the typical, we black people, we don't smile a lot unless we, you know, we need a really good reason. And right now, she's under pressure, so she's just going to town. Being, she would smash Xena if they had, a show out. But the program was slow. The beginning of season three, and I was like you, and I was like, I didn't know if I wanted to watch it anymore, but it started picking up. We're in episode six tonight, and I'm definitely watching it, and I'll make sure that you get to watch, because I know how you could be like pretty pissed. I just don't want to watch. You know, it's a series, it's not a movie. Well, you know what? You don't have to get into it, because I know you slowed down, but it's great. It's picking up. The drama's back. People are gone that you wouldn't expect to be gone. And I know you were praying for a couple to be gone. And Santa must have been listening to you.
Okay.
Because you got an early Christmas present, but I'm not going to tell you who, so you don't have to watch.
Definitely.
Yeah. Awesome
definitely.
Show. I love it. Everybody tune in if you'd like to be scared for no reason besides being a masochist. Yeah, so... watch it, please. And
definitely.
Then we have, yes, then we have
definitely.
Our drama with,
can
know,
we
my,
take a call
favorite.
Real quick to you, Austin?
Yeah,
is that
please,
cool? Yeah, we had someone on
somebody.
The line for a long time. Yeah, so 678, you on the line with T. Austin. And Miss P, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, lady?
Hi, Sienna J.
Oh. Hi, honey. Hi.
great.
I love you so much. I do have to tell you that. I love you so much.
Aw. It's a healing
you
moment.
You really kept me laughing. Sienna is just like off the chain. She likes to get massacred with her New England page. I mean, the Saints, right? I can't tell the difference. They both losers.
Oh, you know what? I'm not even going to talk about that right now. That's not even what I call it. You know what? That's a different story. I'm going to talk to you when you get off the show.
Oh, that's 4 o'clock, right? Oh, stand by. We'll keep you posted for 4 o'clock because I'm still going in.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I'll be ready for you. But I just had to call in and say that you two are a mess. Like, at the beginning of the show, y'all just sitting there laughing for 5 minutes. A mess.
Look. Come on, Miss P has the most ridiculous laugh in the world. And if you don't laugh, she's got a humongous fan base, including me. Yes, I'm a happy person to be involved in that fan base with that crazy pants Leia.
Okay.
We're not going to flatter her right now.
Exactly. Like, I don't want to be flattered with this laugh. Like, E. It's not a good laugh. Thank you, Sienna. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Okay, yeah. I'm getting a little off topic, and, you know, Austin, you're going to have to forgive me because I know you will because you just left me like that. But because I know I'm not the only one wondering this, okay, I'm giving everybody who's listening confirmation. T. Austin's hair is real. It is not fake. Okay. That's all I have to say.
Yes. Yes. So anyone who is curious about that, it's real.
Oh, really? Oh, like I said, my screen froze up. I couldn't see anything. Did I tug it? I don't even remember what I did because, you know, I freaked out. I couldn't see myself. So did you see the scar on my scalp? I was trying to tell you the whole time, Sienna, that's my hair.
We love Sienna because she's just the awesomeness. Like, seriously though, the boldest too.
Right.
Most people would just wonder and not even ask. So yeah, Sienna.
I would get weave in my hair. I have worn it like twice when I got box braids like Janet, and I felt like Janet too, but I didn't have her butt. And I was really upset because I thought when I got the box braid, my butt was going to do the poetic justice thing, but it really didn't. It did. I was really upset. So I took them out. But when I played the half-breed vampire, I got them put back in. And I was like, oh, I'm feeling so luxurious right now because my hair was down past my boobs. And I was just flipping it and slapping people left and right until my tracks started. You know, they started getting loose, and I was like, I don't understand what's going on. Why is this happening? So, you know, I just got to let my hair grow. But, I mean, I appreciate all the beautiful women out there that work that hair. I'm like, girl, get it.
Definitely.
Because I can't.
So, Sienna J, you want to let everybody know where they can follow you at and the topic of your next segment.
Ooh, so exciting. Follow me on Twitter at Sienna_Intune. And our next show is on teen relationships. So, yeah, you guys have to listen because Josh, the new guy, you know, teens in tune, he kind of put me on the spot and I got to answer a couple questions. So just be listening. It's going to be interesting.
Yay. I cannot even wait.
I'm sorry. Is that the hilarious that's the hilarious guy that was on? I mean, I'm bad with names.
No, that's Darius. Say. That was Darius.
Yeah, that's Darius. He's another story.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll be on too, so it'll be like a whole... Yeah, it'll be a whole funny
Darius
situation. All four at the same time. Exactly.
Hey,
thank you so much, Sienna, for calling in. We love you, just you know.
Yes, we do, sweetheart. You have a wonderful day.
Oh,
and I'll be texting you about how bad the Saints are in a minute.
Ooh.
Yeah,
oh,
well, we know that Sienna J will be calling back in for Altitude and Diva J segment, the
she
locker
will,
room. So
the Saints are playing the Raiders, and we all know Al Tadu loves the Raiders. So, yes, I'm going to have to call it.
Yes, definitely. So we'll be talking to you in a few, Sienna.
Nobody's going to win.
Okay, and Altitude is actually in the chat room, and he's like, Raiders, you know, so definitely.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Both of them are going to lose.
I don't even know what's happening, like, ever. No. I still haven't chosen a team.
Let me tell you something, Miss P. You're in New York. You have this big ESPN down there. And you don't even go with your friends that go to see these horrible movies. Tell them to take you to the ESPN Zone and look at the 5,000 screens and just watch them one day.
I don't want to, T. Lee, no. I walk past ESPN all the time. Like, I just go past it to go to the restaurant that I like. Like, I don't want to indulge in that. I leave it up to the locker room, you know, to keep me informed as I crack up at Diva J and Altitude every Sunday.
Cracking
up.
You do have a point.
Yes.
I'm just trying to get you to go in for me when I go up there.
For
you?
Yeah. I'll go in for you and take a picture. Like, Austin, I'm here. Snap, and then walk right out. Like, no problem. No problem.
All right, forget it.
Easy
it's not working,
you.
So. Yeah. You know what?
We want to talk about having a team for ice skating and swimming, you know, things of that nature. Call me.
You're down for that? Okay, great. Wonderful, splendido.
Pogo, you know, pogo sticks.
Yeah, you're a mess.
I know. It's crazy pants. But
pogo for life.
Pogo.
Yeah.
Yeah, or
yeah.
Polo, whatever, like hunting,
oh,
whatever. I don't care.
This,
anything
this,
other than,
yeah,
like, balls and whatever people do with sports. Who knows?
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
So, you know, we just want to also, like, kind of reiterate, get back on the topic a little bit because we get silly around here sometimes. I think that we're all lacking sleep sometimes because we're steadily doing, like, 50 million projects. So
that's our
sometimes we get silly.
Though. I mean, you know, we're in the right spot for this, but, you know, yeah.
That, you know, it's a good thing when you on Google to,
yeah,
like, T. Austin stressed the first segment and this segment around, like, to research certain things in your areas that have, like, inexpensive things that's happening because it doesn't always cost a lot of money to spend time with your family and reconnect, in a sense. And sometimes they have a lot of free things that you can do with your family as well, or at least if not with the whole family, but the children, or something you can send your children to that is, like, little or to no money whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah. Love the family.
Yeah.
That's such a magical thing. Like, you know, I'm not, you know, I've opted to be alone. And, I mean, you know, I'm an entertainer. So I think my greatest act of responsibility was to, you know, not involve anybody else in my wild and crazy and unpredictable career because I knew that I wouldn't be built for it, you know. But I do love, I love my family. I love that family unity from my parents and my siblings and, you know, so on and so forth because that's something to really embrace. And it's just not emphasized enough anymore. You know, so many people are just so, I need my. You know, and then, you know, I got to work. I got to do this. I got to do that. And the kids and the rest of the family, the unit gets left out. We got to put them back in. So whatever it takes for us to do these particular things on a small scale, you know, everybody sit around the TV. I don't care if you don't have a flat screen. It's a big 19-inch square, you know, back from 10 years ago. Pop some popcorn. Get some Twizzlers. Got to have Twizzlers. But, you know,
rainbow.
Get around and turn that TV on. Yes. And get around and enjoy each other's spirits and companies. Do it, you know. We gotta get back into that.
Definitely.
So, you know. But,
you said it. Are you a public speaker as well, T. Austin? No, obviously you are, right?
You know what? I'm the biggest recluse in history. My obscurity, you know. This is such a new thing for me to be on the airwaves and everything, you know. I give I'll let you in. You, Miss D, I'll let you in on a secret.
Yes,
I have
tell
stage
me.
Fright.
You have stage fright?
Absolutely.
Get out of here.
I do.
I don't believe it.
I do. But, you know, the show has to happen. So somebody's got to make it happen. So when I get
definitely.
On, it's either make a complete ass of yourself or, you know, make everybody just have fun. I get it. You know, you look past all that stuff. But, you know, like I gotta say, it's a good thing. And where am I going with this? What were you talking
no,
about?
No, that you had stage fright, but you know what? You fight through it, and you're doing an excellent job, and we appreciate your contributions to the show and all that you do. So rounds of applause for T. Austin. Yay! Woo! Go, T.
Oh, humble bow.
No.
Humble
Woo!
Bow. Yes.
Yes. This is how we
humble
do
Humble bow.
This is how we do it.
This
is how we do it.
Yes,
oh my
and, you know,
goodness!
I have to throw this in too before we go. I have been up for the past 24 hours. I have 1, 2, 3. I probably have like 13 bottles of Yingling, Heineken, 5-hour energy. I have been in the studio hardcore with the other half of the Wicked Chicks. And who I put to sleep, yes, because we have been going hardcore 24 hours straight recording and everything. And we're going to have so much music. And I was going to have her drop in, you know, but she dropped out. She's in 2 comas or 6 right now. And but amazing, amazing. And I've had such a great weekend. It's been, you know, everything. Like I said, life is life when it is, and I appreciate you and the family, everybody, for, you know, continuously supporting me because I'm tired. I'm about to drop dead, but then again, I'm not. And I am looking forward to our next show, which, you know, we're going to work it out. We're going to work it, and it's going to be great, and please, I'm looking forward to the next show with Altitude and DBJ, and got to get my sports thing going on, and I will get back to everybody in the next couple of weeks. Keep it posted. I'll be doing Ustream. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. Everything's T. Austin Reed, but if you Google me, trust me, you'll find me better than I will, and I can't stop saying it enough.
Exactly.
I never know where I am, but Google always does. So find me. Much love to everybody. And, yeah. It's been great.
Yay.
I love it.
Yay, definitely. So, again, T. Austin Reed is on the Hats Lake, the Intune Show family, and she's here twice a month on the Hats on Sundays at 3 p.m. Definitely follow her on Twitter at T. Austin Reed, on Facebook at T. Austin Reed, and definitely contact Dominique Enterprises for bookings for T. Austin Reed ASAP.
Those people are awesome, whoever they are. Okay. Big shout out. Guys,
I can't even deal with you right now. Oh my God, you are a nutball. So thank you, Austin Reed, for the haps today. It was really, really fun and entertaining, and I look forward to our next show. And stay tuned for Diva Got the J and The Locker Room.
Yes, thank you, and have a wonderful day. I will see you guys in a couple of weeks.
Yay, guys. So that was Pete Austin Reed with the haps. Really, really funny. I had a ball. I don't know about you guys. You should have had a ball, too. So we're waiting for Diva J to give us a call in because we're going to get some juicy gossip, and then we're going to head right into the locker room where Altitude, Diva J, and myself will be talking to former NFL Philip Crosby, Buffalo Bills player. So that's exciting. But you guys already know that they will be holding the most of the interview because, as you guys know, I know nothing about sports. So I'm so grateful and, you know, ecstatic that I have two awesome people that are so in tune with sports. So without further ado, we're going to move the show right along. We're not going to hesitate with me running my mouth, and we're going to bring on our Diva J.
Diva's got the J for celebrity gossip. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the lovely Diva J.
Hello on this wonderful Sunday evening. I am very, very happy. The Bengals are winning, but we're going to get to that a little later. So today on Divas Got the J, I've got quite a bit of information. We're going to start it off with Mr. Cat Williams. A couple of weeks ago, I had reported that Cat Williams was arrested for having a gun in his possession with Mr. Faze I Love, and they had got into an argument in a club in California. And today, I'm reporting that Cat Williams was arrested again, but this time for cracking a bottle over somebody's head in the club in Oakland, California. Details as to what provoked him is still being investigated. However, he is in custody of California Police Department. So, you know, hopefully Cat Williams can really get it together because he is currently on a comedy tour. And, you know, fans are paying to see you. Fans really want to see you. They don't want to hear about you going to jail. And, you know, with the release and the making right now of the Friday movie, the last Friday movie, he is slated to be a part of the cast, which is a phenomenal cast. And so hopefully he can really get it together because it really don't look too good for him right now. And speaking of not looking too good, Queen Bee is being sued. That is, Miss Beyonce is being sued by a video game company that has invested over $6.7 million in developing a game that is starring Beyonce. And B tried to have the suit dismissed, according to a New York courthouse. But as we know, she will be dressed to impress in her court suits because the court system, denied her. So the suit will take place in, you know, hopefully they rule in Bee's favor. If not, you know, losing $6.7 million is nothing to somebody who's worth over hundreds of millions of dollars. So if I was her, I would just settle out of court just so it doesn't become an ugly matter. Halle Berry was denied access to move to France. She currently had petitioned the California court system to allow her to move to France with her daughter, Nala. Halle Berry has been going through a very ugly custody battle with her child's father for the past couple of years, and the court actually denied her access to move to France with her new fiancé. So her reason for wanting to move was because she feared her family's safety in the U.S., and the judge denied her, you know, because of the child's father, and they do have shared custody of their daughter, Nala. So, you know, not really for sure why she fears her safety in the U.S. That was kind of a bit strange. But, you know, whenever you're dealing with ugly custody battles, the judge will never allow you to just take your daughter and your child across seas to where the other parent who has shared custody cannot have access. So, you know, hopefully she has a good lawyer in this case, because it really looks kind of crazy for her to be petitioning the court for something like that. For those of you who drink 5-hour energy drinks, if you love your life, you may want to stop. The FDA has done a recall on the 5-hour and popular 5-hour energy drinks because it has caused currently 16 deaths in the past 2 months. So if you have been drinking them, hopefully, you know, try coffee or whatever it is to keep your caffeine levels up so that you can stay up and do whatever it is that you need to do, so that you have the energy that you need to have. But, you know, however, if you really love your life, stop drinking the energy drink. Many of you remember the 90s hit song Pony by sexy singer Ginuwine. Well, the sex crazed singer Rihanna has sampled it in her upcoming album, the Unapologetic album. So we can't wait to hear this modern-day version of the classic 90s song, Homie, because it was a very, very popular song that helped gain singer Genuine a lot of fame, which led to, you know, other singles, Differences, and other things that he came out with. So hopefully the song is still upbeat and still classic. Hopefully she didn't butcher the song. Apparently, singer Miguel recently jumped the broom with his girlfriend of 7 years. They are reported to have been seen together with matching infinity symbol tattoos on their wedding fingers. And a lot of people are saying that they got married in the Virgin Islands. But whoever married them or wherever they were are kind of sworn to secrecy just to avoid any, Miguel suing them for releasing the information about the brand new marriage or whatever it is. But, you know, congratulations are in order if this is the case. You know, love is a beautiful thing. Marriage and stuff is a beautiful thing. So, you know, hopefully he comes out and he reveals what's going on. I don't think that he will lose popularity if, you know, people find out that he is recently jumping the broom. But, you know, hopefully he will come out and he'll reveal it. Singer and rapper and actor Andre 3000 has recently reported that he is working on the new Frank Ocean album. But a lot of people have been wondering, when is Outkast coming back? A lot of us love the duo, the great rap duo, Outkast. And Andre said that he really doesn't know when they're going to release a new album, but, you know, it won't be a secret whenever him and Big Boi get into the studio to start working on one together. So hopefully they'll be releasing a new album soon. For those of you who may not know, Miss Lauryn Hill is on tour with Nas. And on a recent tour that she did in New York City, she kind of goes off on former accomplice Mr. Wyclef Jean at a concert. And basically she just went on to say that, you know, everything you hear is not true. Everything that you hear about her and, you know, is not true. And, you know, she will be releasing a new album and working on one in 2013. So a lot of her fans, such as I, cannot wait because it's been too long since we've heard anything from her. Hopefully everybody was tuned into the OWN Network yesterday for the Iyanna Benzette Fix My Life. She had actress Maya Campbell, formerly of In the House, and music videos such as Tyrese, Sweet Lady. For those of you who don't know, and I wasn't aware either, that I would wondering where she was as well. And for those of you who don't know, she's been suffering with bipolar disorder, and she's had several run-ins with the law, which has put her in jail, and now a rehabilitation center. Her daughter was taken from her. And it was very sad to see the whole story unfold last night as she, you know, the medication that she's taking makes her emotionless. So a lot of the things that Iyanna Benzette was trying to help her with, she couldn't really show emotion to it. But it was very powerful to, you know, see someone who was so successful at one point succumb to such a low point in their life. And hopefully the story and the show and all the lessons that Ms. Benzette taught her will help her to become a better person and a better mother for her daughter. So that is Diva's Got the J for the day.
Mo Williams will throw in. Rashard Lewis playing off the ball. Lewis gets it to LeBron for three for the win. Yes! LeBron James at the buzzer as the Cavaliers have pulled it out to tie the series. And what a miraculous fight!
We will now enter to the locker room with Diva J and Altitude.
Hello again, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the locker room with myself and Mr. Altitude. Altitude, how are you today?
I'm doing great today. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
That's good. That's good. As you all know, this is the Locker Room with Altidude, Diva J. We have a very special guest today. Mr. Philip Crosby will be joining myself and Diva J along with Miss P today on the Locker Room. If you don't know, he's a former University of Tennessee fullback, former NFL fullback, played for the Buffalo Bills for 3 seasons. And we're looking forward to the opportunity to speak with Mr. Crosby. Diva J, what do you have in line for us today for the HBCU score?
Well, we're going to kick it off with Bethune-Cookman University and FAMU. Bethune-Cookman beat FAMU 21-16. Auburn beat Alabama A&M. 51-7. Then North Carolina Aggies beat North Carolina Central 22-16. Jacksonville State University beat Alcorn State University 32-38. Morgan State University lost to Hampton 27-17. And those are the scores for today.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you very much for the HBCU. I guess right now what we're going to do is get right into some top 25 college football scores. Big news in college football. The number one and the number two team in the nation went down last night. Kansas State, the number one team as of yesterday, went down to unranked Baylor, 52-24, final score in that one. Really was never close. Kansas State couldn't live up to the expectation of being number one. They were only number one for a short week, as Alabama, as we all know, went down last week.
They couldn't handle that.
Obviously.
Sorry. I have to chime in on that. They couldn't handle that. Kansas cannot handle the pressure of being number one. That's why Alabama is. That's Alabama's spot.
That's Alabama still, but unfortunately, Alabama's not number one either.
I don't care. They will be. Thank you.
Anyway, number two, Oregon went down to Stanford. Oregon, of course, very high-powered offense, was held to only 14 points. Stanford was able to win that one in overtime with a field goal. Number three, Notre Dame took care of business, though, beating Wake Forest 38-0. Number four, Alabama beat Western Carolina 49-0. The significance in those two scores there is that Notre Dame being number three will presumably be number one come tomorrow because the two teams in front of them lost, which puts Alabama, the number four team right now, into the number two spot, presumably tomorrow, because the two teams that held the number ones and two lost and should fall behind them, which means Alabama, even after losing last week, still has a shot at the national title. So shout out to all those guys at Alabama and at Notre Dame. It's been a long time. Here we go.
I'm
all
just saying,
the time, like
okay.
Mid,
I mean,
like
it was an awesome game.
You got to come with the roll tide.
So
obviously,
it was an awesome game yesterday. You know, you sung whatever anthem or chant Michigan had, I wouldn't be upset at you.
The tide got rolled last week, though, and you were
but
quiet.
It didn't get rolled yesterday. Don't hate. Like, you know, don't show the audience how hateful you can be. Like, you're supposed to congratulate, like, you know, and considering that you called the team that they played yesterday a high school football team, you know, whatever.
Oh, Western Carolina
whatever.
Shouldn't be on the same field with Alabama.
A win is a win. A win is a win.
Right.
A win is a win.
Moving on. Number five, Georgia. 45-14 winners over Georgia South. Number six, Florida. 23-0 winners over Jacksonville State. Number 7, LSU came from behind to beat Ole Miss 41-35. Number 8, Texas A&M, new to the SEC, over Sam Houston State 28-47, final score in that one. Number 9, South Carolina 24-7 over Wofford. Number 10, Florida State 41-14 over Maryland. Number 11, Clemson 62-48 over North Carolina State.
We have an
Oklahoma.
Angry fan.
We have an angry fan.
We have an angry fan. We got tweeted. Well, I got tweeted, and I have to speak on this.
Okay.
What is the LSU?
LSU is Louisiana State University.
Loser State University. Okay, so yeah. Loser State University, it's not all about them. I just had to speak to this tweet because it was very disrespectful.
It was very disrespectful. Okay, moving on. And this is the lady that you choose to take sides with. For whoever tweeted that, you know who you are, and you heard her response to your tweet.
But I love her, because we love the Celtics. So she's still good. She's still on
yeah.
my team.
Okay. Anyway, number 14, Nebraska, 38-14 over Minnesota. Number 16, Oregon State, 62-14 over Cal. UCLA stopped a 5-year losing streak to USC, beat them 38-28 last night. Louisiana Tech went down to Utah State, 48-41. Not much defense in that one, just teams going up and down the field, scoring points. Number 21, this is the most significant score of the day. Number 21, Michigan beat Iowa 42-17. That's huge.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
It's all about the Wolverines.
I just want to know why it's significant. Why it's the most significant score of the day?
Because it's Michigan. It's the most. It's the winningest team in college football history. No team in college football has more wins than Michigan.
Right.
Just the way it's
right.
supposed to be. Number 25, Washington. No, that's a fact.
Wonderful.
If the people know one of two things, and that's that Al Jadoo speaks facts. And the second thing they know is that Diva J is a LeBron James hater. That is all.
Oh, I'm not a hater. I just don't like the dude. It's not hate. Let's clear it up. You know what? We'll talk about that when we get to the NBA floor.
We'll talk because it's coming.
That's fine.
Number 25, Washington over Colorado, 38-3, and Oklahoma State beat Texas Tech 59-21. That wraps up college football. Although we do have some interesting news, interesting fact, real fast, is because we have Mr. Philip Crosby coming on, who obviously was a former player at the University of Tennessee. Tennessee just fired their head coach, Derek Dooley, effective immediately after posting losing seasons in each of his last three seasons. First time Tennessee has had three straight seasons under 500 in over 100 years. Whoa.
All right.
That's significant, man. 100 years and we don't – that's a long time.
This is kind of crazy.
Diva J can't even count that high. You know, so you can understand. You can understand.
You know what? I'm so excited that I can really say what I really want to say, but I'm really not going to go there with you. I'm really not going to do that with you today because we have a special guest coming on, and I really don't want him to know that side. But it's okay.
Right.
It's all good.
So if you could keep your ratchetness to a minimum, then the show should go smoothly. And Mr. Crosby won't know. We got some action in the chat room.
I don't even think you can spell ratchet, nonetheless say the word. But you know
trust me.
It's all good.
Trust me, I can spell ratchet.
These NFL scores are kind of sexy right now. And I'm going to start off with the NFL scores of the day with my team, Go Bengals, who they
beating the Kansas City Chiefs 28-6. This other score that I'm going to read, I'm not really understanding it because last time I checked, the Browns were winning, and somehow Dallas in the second half just really came back, and now Cleveland Browns are losing with 1 minute and 11 seconds left in the game.
You need to reread that. Reread it. Cleveland's actually winning 20-17. Minute 7 left, 20-17.
You said Cleveland?
Cleveland.
They're winning now?
Yes.
Okay, ESPN has not updated their score yet, so thanks. Thanks for giving thank you for giving that kind update, sir.
No problem. Anytime. I'm here for you, as T. Austin Reed says. She says, anytime that you need help counting, she's there for you. Anytime.
That's fine. I know how to count in four languages. I'm good. I'm real good.
Oh!
Okay.
Hey, guys. I'm going to have to stop you guys really quick because we have Mr. Crosby on the line, and he's in the midst of traveling, so we got to make it quick. So we're going to bring him on right now.
Let's make it snappy.
Yeah, all right. So the locker room welcomes Mr. Phil Crosby. Mr. Phil Crosby, how you doing today?
Hello, everyone. How's everybody? It's the afternoon.
Great, thanks.
Good, and you? Good. We welcome you to the locker room.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Definitely. So
yes,
you guys, because you guys are in charge of the locker room, Mr. Crosby, this is their segment, so I'm just going to let them jump right in. So go ahead, guys, whoever wants to start.
Go ahead, Altidude.
Mr. Crosby, my name is Altidude. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. He said it's Alton.
Altidude, like altitude, but just with a dude.
I got it. Altidude, okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm doing good, man. I can't complain. I'm just, you know, in the midst of traveling. You know how that goes and stuff. It's a little cool down in my part of the world, but, you know, everything is good to go.
What part of the world is that be?
Well, I'm actually in the Carolinas, so today is a little brisk for the bones, but it's okay. No complaints. I'm not able to watch football today, so I'm able to just kind of look at scoreboards and things of that nature. But, you know, that's how traveling is, and, you know, but I can't complain. The day is going good.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I don't know if you heard, but I just broke the news to the listeners here that the University of Tennessee just fired head coach Derek Dooley. What do you think about that, man? Three straight losing seasons for, you know, the Volunteers there?
Well, you know, I found out actually kind of through the wire throughout last night. I knew that it was pretty much, you know, a deal breaker. You know, us losing to Vanderbilt, that's a negative. You know, we've literally carried on a tradition of winning against, you know, our in-conference rivals for quite some time now. I think it was 1982 when we last were defeated at Vandy at their house. So last night was a stinger, and I just had a feeling that was pretty much the tell-all for Coach Dooley. And, you know, like I said, I you know, the thing about it now with football, especially college football, with so many different coaches now with such great success in the first year, 2 years of their, you know, term at several schools around the country, I mean, you got to put up now or shut up, basically. So I think it's a situation where literally, you know, the tradition is strong at Tennessee. We're strong in, you know, winning, and it's a matter of coming in, getting it done. If you can't get it done, then they're going to find somebody that they feel like can get it done for them. So, you know, Coach Dooley, great guy. I have nothing bad to say about him. I just know within our tradition at Tennessee, we enjoy winning, and we enjoy being a part of, you know, bowl series each and every year. I mean, the very first BCS bowl series when it started, back in 98, we were the first team to win it all, undefeated. So that was just a, you know, a stepping stone that we kind of modeled by at UT. And, you know, with the way that our season has gone the past 2 years, that was just, you know, pretty heartbreaking for, you know, Tennessee Vol Nation. So, you know, best for him, and I think he'll be fine. Just unfortunately, that's the way the country is going right now with coaches. I mean, they have at least – couple of years to make something happen, really. And if they don't, the gaffle is coming down hard on coaches.
Absolutely. I agree 100% with that. Ms. DJ, did you have something?
Yeah, you know, and looking at the NFL today, a lot of teams that are really going through that losing streak, such as the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm using them as an example because I just finished watching the game and I finished watching them get butchered by Washington. What do you think about Michael Vick and his role right now with the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, in my opinion, it's just me on the outside looking in. Being that I've played in the NFL and I've played on one of those teams that's literally had a losing season, you have to just corral your guys and just try to make the best out of it. I mean, you're being paid to play and entertain, and I mean, you got to be a team player. And Michael Vick's a big name in the NFL, so we all know he's a phenomenal athlete. There's nothing I wouldn't take away from the guy. I absolutely love his talent. I enjoy watching him and playing against him through the years when I was playing. But what he has to do now is, you know, he just got to try to put it together. He's got a great host of athletes around him, and I think it's just a matter of maybe the coaches, you know, or coach, you know, putting a position or a package together that can best, you know, give Michael Vick that, you know, that success. And I think, you know, as a quarterback, as a leader of his team, and I think he can also incorporate DeSean Jackson and obviously, you know, the running backs there in the right way. But, you know, like I said, the team is a good team. I think what it is, they're giving each other a hard time and not working together as a unit, and that's what's killing their nucleus right now in Philadelphia.
Right. Mr. Crosby, I want to take you back just a little bit, you know, to try to get the listeners and everybody who's listening. Mr. Crosby obviously was a former teammate of Peyton Manning, as well as Peerless Price, Leonard Little for the University of Tennessee. Leonard Little also played with you at Coffeyville Community College, right?
I was coming in as Leonard was on his way heading out of his pretty much, I guess, his sophomore year. So, he and I both shared the same backgrounds at the at Coffeyville Community College in Kansas. And I tell you, it was an experience in itself to be, you know, in that, you know, same team with some of the guys and coming up as a young guy, just seeing some of the phenomenal athletes at that time. And then to know that Leonard was going to the school that I had, you know, had in mind and always wanted to go back to as well. So, you know, it was great to be able to transition from Coffeyville heading right to the University of Tennessee, where, you know, I had a lot of great players in front of me, alongside of me, and plus, like I said, you know, me getting a chance to kind of embrace another kind of like family-oriented type atmosphere, you know, being that I had met a few of the guys at Coffeyville at the time, previous time prior to me coming to the University of Tennessee. So it was pretty awesome.
Absolutely. I wanna real quick. I know, you know, you don't have a lot of time today, but if you could, I know 1997, Peyton's final year at the University of Tennessee before moving on. You guys had some high expectations that year. Obviously, lost to Florida again. Which kind of, you know, threw a wrench in the plans there. Eventually losing to a team that shared the national title that year in Nebraska. How was that season? Was that loss to Florida like crushing? Did you guys expect to win that one?
You know, we expected to win it because, like I said, we had such a great team, and you know, we put so much work into our week as always, playing against one of our conference rivals. So we definitely felt very high and felt very good in going into that game, and we definitely said, hey, you know, we're going to win this game. So being that it didn't happen, you know, it's a blow because that's one of the earlier games of our season that somewhat makes and breaks the SEC, the Southeastern Conference title, in terms of whether it was Tennessee or whether it was Florida that year, around that time. They beat us, but we went on to kind of win the SEC title that year, which, like I said, Peyton got to leave on a, you know, on a good note in terms of, you know, SEC title and stuff. So it was good to kind of, you know, be a part of that as a young guy for myself coming in. So that was pretty awesome in itself. So he kind of went on a good note. But, you know, like I said, just to kind of elaborate a little bit more on that, I mean, yeah, that was kind of a blow. You know, we really, you know, I really don't like the Gator Nation, just like they don't really care for the Smoky Nation. They really don't care for the Smoky Nation. So, you know, I got a lot of buddies that Gator Blitz, and you know, we always clash heads, but you know, when at the end of the day, it is the Southeastern Conference, and it's definitely by far one of the best conferences out there, in my opinion. I mean, you can look right now in the polls and how things are looking right now in the college rankings, and you can see who's pretty much in the top heat. And chances are our national championship is going to be settled by someone of the Southeastern Conference from the looks of it. So, you know, I mean, it's a great conference. I mean, you're going to have to come with your best each and every Saturday, you know, in that conference. And, you know, I'm very thankful that I had the pleasure of participating with Manning and a host of other guys, Jamar Lewis, Sean Bryce. I mean, the list just goes on. Like you mentioned earlier, Peerless Price, I mean, there's a lot of great guys that's played the game that I had a pleasure of playing with, and, you know, I truly honored it.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And, you know, coming off of the disappointment in 97, obviously you guys come into the next season. I believe you're ranked number 10 in the preseason polls in 98. So if you could just run down memory lane real fast, you guys come in with a visit to the Carrier Dome, to face Donovan McNabb in Syracuse, traditionally a tough place to play, as we saw a couple weeks ago when previously unbeaten Louisville went down to Syracuse in the Carrier Dome. A one-point victory. What was the feeling in the locker room knowing the following week, coming off a tough win like that, that you would have to play Florida?
Well, that's just it. I mean, that game, you know, it started in 97 year, you know, with Peyton, because we were just like, man, we were just that close. We said I had a lot of our wins. We should be playing for, you know, a big prize and things of that nature. And, you know, we just took that same enthusiasm, carried it over into our all-season program, and just went after it, man. We really pushed each other hard. We really got focused on our 98 year and just said, hey, look, you know, we're not going to be denied. And we're just going to go out here and, you know, and do what we were supposed to do. And sure enough, man, we put our heads together. We stayed together as a unified team, and we got it done. And literally, like I said, we had an undefeated season. It started, you know, in Syracuse. So we was literally down, I think we were down a couple of touchdowns. I can't really remember, it's been so long ago, but we were down a couple of touchdowns, right, literally with minutes to go. And we found a way to make it happen. Like I said, we were just destined. We weren't going to lose that game by no way, shape, or form. You know, we had a lot of people doubting, like, man, there's no way you guys are coming back. I mean, you only have a couple minutes. Look at your score. But we knew that, you know, we had an outstanding defense, and we knew we had an outstanding offense. It's just a matter of us getting the right plays at the right time. And sure enough, things came our way, and we were very grateful to come out of there. Like you said, a hard place to win. And then from that point on, that just carried on the momentum right to Florida. And we just weren't going to be denied. I mean, we were solid on what we needed to do. We executed our game plan, and then there you have it. And so that right there, getting that game in early against, like I said, a ranked opponent at that time, a hard opponent in that conference, I mean, we wasn't going to be denied. And at that point, anybody that stepped into our path along that process in that year was going to try our best to, you know, win that title and not be defeated. And that's really how it went. And the only hiccup that we had is when we got to when we played Arkansas at our house, when we almost had the game lost, and they had a fumble that was recovered by our defensive line, Billy Rattler, a good friend of mine, that really just catapulted to the second half of our year, and then that was the rest. It was a wrap. You know, we didn't have no more hiccups at that point because we were just destined to win. We knew that we had a great team. We knew that we were going to be wasn't going to be denied, and literally we got the job done.
Right, absolutely. Diva, you have a question?
I do, and this will be the wrap-up question, so we can let Mr. Crosby go. Can you let your fans know and the listeners know, you know, what you've been up to post-NFL career?
Well, you know, the good Lord has just blessed me and my wife with a beautiful child, so I've been spending my year being a dad. I told my lady that I really want to be committed and devoted to her and my child, and I literally took the whole year just to be with my child. So I really focused in on being a stay-at-home dad this whole year. I do a lot of freelance sculpting. I'm a sculptor at heart, and I keep myself involved with a lot of mentor programs around the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, as well as I'm a personal trainer. So I do a lot of private stuff with clients throughout the city, but I wanted to just kind of devote my time with my family. That's kind of what I'm doing right now. Now that my
baby girl is about to be one. You know, I'm got several different business opportunities on the table, but I just wanted to take that first year just to kind of really embrace that and, you know, just to kind of ask your question. That's about it. You know, I'm just kind of embracing it and just enjoying life to the fullest right now, now that I'm no longer playing football.
And where can people get in touch with you?
You can reach me. A cell number is always good, but, yeah, you can, you know, email me at tballsforlife.com. That's tballsforlife. I'm sorry, Gmail. I got it mixed up. So it's tballsforlife@gmail.com. So that's a great
Yay.
Way to reach me, and you can just reach out to me that way, absolutely.
Are you on Twitter or any social media networks?
No, I'm not. I try to just stay away from it right now because it could be a little heavy for me. So I just try to stay away from it. You know, you can reach me by my email. It's great.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Crosby, for tuning into the locker room with Diva Jane Altitude. And, you know, keep us posted on anything that you have coming up so we can support it.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you again. I look forward to talking to you guys soon.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Crosby.
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right, bye.
Yay. So that was awesome, guys, and I'm going to let y'all jump right back into the locker room.
Sweet. So you just heard it, the interview with myself, Diva J, Mr. Philip Crosby. Diva was actually getting on me a little bit during the interview because I was kind of dominating the questioning. So I apologize for that.
Diva J.
I was just excited, man. I wanted to know about playing with Peyton Manning, man. It's got to be
crazy. Got your co-host. But it's all good. It's all good. and to let you in, to let everybody know, we're going to get right back into the NFL scores. The NFL score that we gave prior to was the Cleveland and Dallas game, which is actually now currently tied 20-20 with 2 seconds left in the fourth. Tampa Bay and North Carolina. North Carolina is beating Tampa Bay 21-19. Jacksonville Jaguars, as well as the Houston Texans, are tied 34-34. New England is beating. Well, you don't even have to say it. The New Orleans Saints are beating a team right now 7-0, which I'm sure they're going to win. ATL has kept their winning streak of 23-19 over the Arizona Cardinals. New York Jets beat the St. Louis Rams 27-13. Washington Redskins beat the Philadelphia Eagles 31-6. Green Bay beat Detroit 24-20. And the games that are in process right now are the Colts and the New England Patriots, which are both tied at 6, and the Chargers, as well as Denver Broncos, are 0-0 currently.
I just want to know who that team is that New Orleans is playing. You just said New Orleans is beating the team.
Oh, it doesn't even matter. Oh, and the Monday game from November 12th, which we weren't able to get because we haven't been on the air since last Sunday, is Pittsburgh and KC. Pittsburgh beat KC 16-13. And the team that he is referring to happens to be his favorite team. But, you know, they're a bunch of losers, so, you know, that name doesn't matter. But if you want to go ahead and give the name of your team,
that is the Oakland Raiders, by the way. The very mighty and tough Oakland Raiders that are losing 7-0 right now. But we're going to turn that around. Don't even worry about that. We're going to turn that around. And pretty soon we're going to be dominating just like dominators do. I mean, it's just the way of the world. moving right along, there was a UFC match that went down last night. Welterweight champion George St. Pierre, the interim champion Carlos Condit last night in their unification championship bout. St. Pierre, this was his first match in over 18 months after an ACL injury kept him out of action. Notable person at ringside was the UFC middleweight champion Anderson Silva. This is significant because there's a potential mega fight on the horizon with welterweight champ George St. Pierre and Anderson Silva, of course, the UFC middleweight champion. So hopefully they get that deal done because that's an exciting fight that a lot of people would want to see. But again, George St. Pierre, the winner last night by unanimous decision. Do you watch UFC?
I don't.
Oh, man, you don't know what you're missing. It's like good action.
I don't. But I do want to make a comment, though. You know.
Yeah.
Because I want the world to know where I'm coming from. And I've been asking this question for so long now, and I've yet to receive an answer. But every week, I'll do stresses the point that, you know, his team dominates the field. However, when you look at the standings, the current standings right now, it looks as if they dominate losing more than they dominate winning. Would you like to address that?
Domination in any form is still domination, okay?
So we're dominating.
If we dominate on the losing side of things, we're doing it better than anybody else is doing it. I'm just saying.
Okay. I mean, as long as you know that that's what you're dominating, because, you know, I just want you to be accurate about everything that you're saying, because, you know, I'm going to be accurate. You know, my team ain't been the best, but right now we 5-5. So you can't really hate on that. You know, we have one more game to see if we make a wild card pick for the playoffs, in which I believe that we will. However, I just want you to be clear on, you know, this domination, this takeover, you know. I just want you to be clear on it. So, you know, if you are dominating the losing side of things, they are two, y'all some losers.
You know what? I really every week come here and I try very hard to take what you say and not be offended and stuff like that. But you always seem to make your way to talk about the Oakland Raiders. And
you talk about my team.
Listen,
you don't like the Celtics.
No.
You don't like the Bengals. You don't like my team. You criticize
but you know what? The Celtics and the Bengals are the furthest thing away from my mind. You know, I talk about the Celtics and the Bengals when the subject is the Celtics and the Bengals. That's it. You know, if we just happen to run down the score and the Bengals happen to be losing, then I just let the people know.
No, you do more than let the people know. You, if you had a bell and a whistle, you know it.
It's all about the people. It's all about the people. The people know that I'm the people's person. It's all about them. I'm just trying to relate the most up-to-date and fact-filled information. That's all I'm trying to do is give them the sporting news.
Never reveal that your team actually loses more than they win. And because it's about the people, I have to let the people know the facts. Because you say you give the facts. You don't give the facts about your team. Your team is a loser. I'm just saying. That's no offense to you, though. That's not an insult and an offense to you. You don't play for the team.
Right. There's so much more going on. The New York Knicks, moving on to basketball, bounced back from their first loss of the season, beating the Indiana Pacers today, 88-76. The Raptors beat the Orlando Magic, 97-86. Games that are on the docket for today include the 76ers and the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Brooklyn Nets at the Sacramento Kings, those Boston Celtics at Detroit for the Pistons, the Golden State Warriors at OKC, the Chicago Bulls at Portland, and the Rockets at the Lakers. I heard somewhere.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
I heard somewhere that this will actually be the debut for new Los Angeles Laker coach Mike D'Antoni. He will make his coaching debut on the sideline tonight.
Interesting. Very interesting. I'm going to go ahead and run down the scores from yesterday for the NBA. The Celtics, they beat the Raptors, Toronto Raptors, 107-89. Utah
beat Washington Wizards 83-76. Memphis Grizzlies beat the Charlotte Bobcats 94-87. New Orleans Hornets lost to the Milwaukee Bucks 117-113. Chicago lost to the LA Clippers 101-80. Miami beat the Phoenix Suns 97-88. San Antonio Spurs beat the Denver Nuggets 126-100. Dallas Mavericks beat Cleveland 103-95.
Yes. The Washington Wizards haven't won a game all year. Just wanted to throw that out there. What do you think is going on in Washington? Why can't they, you know, put it together for one game? Can we get one game?
But you know what? When I moved here, I heard of this thing called the Washington Curse, because it's not just the Wizards. Last year and the year before that, it was the Redskins, and it was the Nationals, even though the Nationals turned it around this year, which was very, very promising. The city has something to look forward to. This is one of those cities that has the quadruple threat, and they have the hockey team, the football team, the baseball team, as well as the NBA team, and it seems that a lot of their teams can't just get it together. But as far as the Wizards go, they lost a lot of promising players last year. They lost JaVale McGee. They lost Nick Young. They lost a lot of their promising players, and right now everything falls on one, which is Mr. Wall. So,
who was out with an injury, by the way. I think he's out maybe for a couple months.
Yes, he is actually. It's kind of like you had everything on one man's back, and they don't have any key players. They don't have a key team. Like, you know, this is the one problem that I had. Another one of the problems that I had with the Lakers trying to build a dream team. So many of those players that went to the Lakers could have went to a team like the Washington Wizards, who needed something like that, who needed maybe a little star status, but they needed players who actually play the game and they understand what it means to win a game. You don't have that here in Washington. So that's a lot of their problem.
Absolutely. I happen to agree with you there. See, look, I can agree with you.
We do that sometimes.
Yeah, it's not all bad. It's not all bad. We get along great as co-hosts, right?
Excuse me?
I said we get along great as co-hosts.
We do. We just have a lot of differences, more differences than not.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's only right.
There's a lot of insults from your behalf. You provoke a lot of the problems that we have. And I'm just not willing to relationship.
Right. Moving right along. NCAA basketball is back. There are games underway as we speak. Number 2, Louisville, leads Miami of Ohio 20-2. Number 4, Ohio State, 5-2 right now over Washington. Number 15, Creighton, is leading Presbyterian 73-47. Gonzaga, the 19th ranked team in the country, 40-21 over South Dakota. Later tonight, you'll have the number 16, North Carolina State, facing Oklahoma State. Number 9, Duke, will face FGCU. Number 22, Wisconsin, will take on Cornell. And number 16, Baylor, will take on St. John's. Number 23, Connecticut, will face Quinnipiac. You like how I got that out, Quinnipiac. And number 8, Syracuse, defeated Wagner 88-57.
We have a score alert. The Indiana Colts just scored on the Patriots, and the score is now 7-6.
That is a shocker. That is a shocker because I thought you, coming into this week, Andrew Luck, the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts, have been having a pretty decent run, you know, the last few weeks. But they're playing New England at New England. So I was just sure that Tom Brady would, you know, come in, try to send the message to the rookie and win big in this one. Unfortunately, that is not the case right now, though New England is in the red zone and threatening to score right now.
Mm-hmm. Also, Cleveland and Dallas are in overtime.
Yes, that score is still 20-20. Tampa Bay and Carolina are also in overtime. 21-21 is the score there.
Yes. Texans are now leading the Jacksonville Jaguars 37-34, so that tie has been broken.
Yes, that game is in overtime as well, so that's three overtime games. Jacksonville, though, is in the red zone and threatening to score on Houston. That would be a major upset. Jacksonville has, like, one win this year, so to say that that would be a major upset.
Oh, excuse me, we have to give one score. Miami and Buffalo play on Thursday, November 15th, and Buffalo won 19-14.
That is correct. That was that was the Thursday night football game, by the way. So shout out to Buffalo. And great, because we just had Mr. Philip Crosby on, who was a fullback for the Buffalo Bills for three seasons. So
I can't wait.
Congratulations to Buffalo.
I can't wait till next week.
I think I know why.
I can't wait till next Sunday. Next Sunday, you know what? Next Sunday will be better than the inaugural day. And I'm going to tell you people why. I wasn't paying attention to the schedule this year, but next Sunday, we play the Oakland Raiders. I'm excited. And if I'm not mistaken, we play on our turf. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome.
I don't understand why that would be pleasurable for you. Like, that means Raiders.
That is a pleasure for me, honey.
The dominators that they are.
No.
I come in
there. You dominate on the losing side. Let's get that together. You dominate on the losing side. So, therefore, when you come to the jungle next week, prepare to take your seat. Just prepare to take your seat on the losing side. It's all good.
We're going to come to the jungle. We're going to tame some funny, striped-looking cats.
Right.
Because that's what we do.
Right.
We tame cats.
Right. Remember, tigers eat people. Get it together.
Yeah, but tigers don't eat raiders.
Have several seats. That's what y'all going to do. Have several seats.
Thank you. Thank you for
locker room has a phone call. Call us, state your name and where you're from.
Oh, this is Rick. This is Rick from Dayton, Ohio. Am I there?
Hello,
Rick from Dayton,
Ohio. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I didn't know that the teams didn't get a chance to challenge any play in overtime. So if the official make a bad call, it stands as it is. Did you know that?
I was aware of that this year. It's a new rule, actually. I do believe that the booth has an opportunity to review a call, though, if in overtime.
So I take it that you're not excited about what's going on.
I just seen a guy catch a ball, take 2.5 steps, get the ball knocked out as a fumble, and the ref called an incomplete pass. I'm listening to the commentators telling it's a fumble, but you don't get a chance to challenge it. Yeah.
Well, they're playing in Dallas.
Yeah, I know they're playing in Dallas. I got ten first downs behind penalties. Yes, I'm playing in Dallas. But you know, that's ridiculous, man. That makes you don't want to watch football. But I wanted to talk to you about another thing, the New York Knicks. I just wanted your slight input on that. I know this is about football, but what you think about the Knicks?
No, we talked about
that. I'll let you answer that. I'll let DVJ answer that first. Go ahead.
I like the Knicks. I thought their loss to the Grizzlies was kind of like a little crazy just because they were on such a winning streak.
But the Grizzlies actually are a pretty good team this year because their opening start to the season has been pretty phenomenal for their franchise history. I like the Knicks. You can answer that out to this.
Sweet. I think the Knicks are playing really good. Obviously, Carmelo is playing some defense. That's always a good thing. Mike Woodson is known for his defense, the head coach of the Knicks. And I think getting Raymond Felton back was a good look. Obviously, adding some depth to the bench with some good veterans like Rasheed Wallace was great. Marcus Camby, that's also a good look. Jason Kidd has been playing extremely well so far. I think the only issue the Knicks are going to have, and this is just my opinion, is when Amari Stoudemire finally comes back. I think that is going to cause some problems. And if I was in the Knicks' front office, I would be looking to move him before that actually happens, because we all know that Amari is, like, allergic to defense. And New York has been playing really good defense this year.
Well, here's the problem. Here's what I come with that. I got a guy named Kurt Thomas. You know, who kind of take care of things in the locker room.
You
got
yeah.
some old veterans that's going to take care of some things in the locker room. So I think whenever he come in, or if he start, or he's six man or seven man, he's going to be all right with that, because you got some guys on the team that has rings. You got some guys
right.
on the team that have been there too long that don't have rings. And then there's your dumb butt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't think those vets are going to hold on, you know, going to go with that role. But as far as I look at it, they are one of the top, right now they're one of the top teams because of the bench and the experience they have. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Oh, another play they just called, man. This is horrible. Well, I thought I'd just call, and the way they call in Dallas makes you never want to watch a football game again.
Well, thank you for your call today,
yeah,
Rick from Dayton.
Congratulations to the Bengals.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Thank you.
Right. That's my who show love right here. And he's on my division. See, you know what? But next week we play the Raiders. So we'll see how much talking out to do is going to be. Hello, Carla. Thank you for calling the locker room. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. State your name and where you from, sir.
My name is Mark Henderson. I'm from Chicago. I just heard my cousin, Rick, on the phone, and I thought I'd talk to you and Phil today, see what was happening.
Absolutely, Mark from Chicago. How you doing?
I'm good. My first question is to the lady, and I just want to ask her, what does she think about the Stanford Cardinals? I mean, everywhere. I mean, even in basketball, they pulling up upsets left and right. What do you think about those guys?
I think they need to get their act together. The Cardinals.
Yeah, Stanford Cardinals. I'm talking about the college. That was college football.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, they upset the number one team yesterday. What was gonna be the number one team? And also the Lady Baylors, whatever they are, the Baylor Bears, or whatever, they beat
yeah.
them too.
Anybody,
so Stanford's on the roll, ain't it?
For anybody who thought Kansas was going to hold a top spot for anything, they got the lead away from today.
Stanford beat Oregon. But to elaborate on what Diva J is saying, Stanford, yeah, there have been a lot of upsets. They beat with the Baylor Bears, the women's team, who are coming off the national title last year, have a 6'8" beast. And Brittany Griner, who just got her eighth dunk in her college career, which is all-time most in women's college basketball. So shout out Brittany Griner. But that Stanford team in women's basketball has been around for a long time. They've been, threatening the best teams in women's basketball for a long time. I do believe a couple years ago they won the women's championship beating Connecticut. I could be wrong about that, but they're good, man. And the football team, to be completely honest, should have beaten Notre Dame as well. They clearly scored a touchdown in overtime that was called back, but that's neither here nor there. So I'm not completely shocked that they beat Oregon last night.
Right. I saw that play also, and yeah, they did score that play on Notre Dame. Well, one of the teams that I love to hate personally, but
yeah,
I'd give you a call and see everybody's losing that I want to win. So hey, it's not going right for me.
Absolutely. Thank you for your call today, Mark.
All right, you have a good one. Now, and I'll talk to you a little bit later.
Absolutely. Yes. So cousin Mark just called in to the locker room, did his weekly thing. He calls in every week, along with Rick from Dayton. Shout out Rick from Dayton. Shout out cousin Mark from Chicago. Two great fans of the locker room. keep supporting us. That's a good thing. Quick update. The New Orleans Saints have gone up 14-0 on the Oakland Raiders. In Oakland. I know somewhere Deanna J is watching this game and is very ecstatic. Her team is actually doing pretty good right now. And my team is obviously dominating, losing. They have been.
Me?
Crazy.
Allergic to losers.
Yeah.
How you doing today?
I'm you know what? I was doing okay. But now I'm not doing so well.
What's wrong?
I really expected the Raiders to have a better showing than what they're having right now.
You are
kinda got me down. But you know what?
I'm gonna go to my phone.
I'm sorry?
Virtual hug?
Yeah, virtual hug. Let's do it.
I'm sorry. I gave you a little virtual Christian pitter patter. You know, a little pat on the back.
Yeah. Well, either way. Thank you.
Jacksonville and Houston are currently tied in overtime, 37-37. This is gonna be interesting. I really want to see who's gonna win. Oh, and Dallas beat the Cleveland Browns 23-20.
Yeah. Shout out to Dallas. Shout out to the Dallas fans that are listening. They came back from 13-0 down to beat the Cleveland Browns. Sorry to the Browns fans. I apologize that your team is not that good, but that was a good game. Houston has just defeated Jacksonville, by the way.
New England Patriots 14-7.
I am completely shocked at this score, by the way. Just want to throw that out there. I absolutely hate New England. I think I explained why I hate New England a couple weeks back. But I did expect them to beat Indianapolis pretty handily. The Sunday night football game tonight takes place between the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers. A lot is on the line in that game. Obviously, Baltimore is in first place right now. A loss for Pittsburgh could be crippling in their hopes for making the postseason this year. So it's a lot on the line there. Houston has actually beaten Jacksonville 43-37, final score in that one. Matt Schaub threw a 48-yard touchdown to Andre Johnson in overtime to lead them over Jacksonville. Denver trails San Diego 7-0, and New England trails Indianapolis 14-7. We have about 7 minutes left on the show, Diva. Is there anything you want the people to know?
That next Sunday, going down, I don't know where I'll be. I don't know if I'll be in Ohio or if I'll be in the DMV area, but I do know it's going down. I'm going to apologize to you in advance. Just because, you know, you go hard in the paint for your team and, you know, they are winners in your heart, and I understand that. But next week, just like tonight, it's not going to be in your favor. And it's so good. I am so confident about this. I'm willing to place a bet.
Okay. What are you willing to bet?
I'm willing to bet that when the Lakers beat your team, not excuse me, Lakers.
The Lakers.
The Bengals beat your team. You have to buy a Bengals snapback.
Okay. Here's the problem with that. I felt like where you were going with this. The problem with that is that Bengals merchandise is sold, like, in one store in Cincinnati.
Is that the route you really want to go? Because I can definitely...
Bengals merchandise is so scarce on the planet.
All right, because you live in Virginia, I know for a fact. Because I have purchased my Andy Dalton jersey from Potomac Mills. You can definitely go to Potomac Mills.
I can't even find a Bengals snapback on the internet.
No, we don't do
I typed that into Google and the search came back, no results.
As long as it's authentic, it's real, and it says Cincinnati Bengals, I don't care what you do.
I'm just going to have to get a marker, write Bengals on the front of a plain hat,
and rock it that way. You will not be disrespectful.
Like a bull joint.
And Janet Jay sent a message and said that Alpha Duke is scared, in which I definitely agree with that. So, you know what? I'm not even going to do you harm like that. Just because I know your team's going to lose.
No. Here's the thing. This goes out to Sienna. We have limited time right now. We got to hurry up. Sienna, I am not afraid. In fact, you should be afraid of the comeback that's about to happen to New Orleans because the Raiders are in scoring position. We're about to go ahead, get this touchdown, knock a little bit off this deficit. Number two, we already have a bet for next week because Michigan – visits the horseshoe and is going to dominate Ohio State. So I expect to see you in your Michigan snapback or hat or towel or jersey or flip-flop, whatever you want to do, because that's going down. Two big games for it. And you might end up in a jersey, a Raiders jersey. This is what I want. When the Raiders beat Cincinnati and when Michigan beats Ohio State, I want you to wear a Michigan hat and a Raiders jersey.
So you want me to be mixed and uncoordinated? That's what you want? That's what you're asking for?
The twofer.
Whatever. You know what? You'll be but you know what? I won't be uncoordinated because I'm going to have on my Bengals gear as I always do. But you, my dear, will be wearing orange and black and red and white and gray. Enjoy.
Not even. People, real quick, we need the people to visit the website, www.theintunedshow.com. It's very easy, just the letter N, tunedshow.com, with the V in the front, The Intuned Show. Follow us on Twitter, at Intuned Show, NTUNEDSHOW. Follow my lovely co-host, Ms. Diva J, at Diva, DIVAH_J. And follow your man. Out to dude. So fly that my alias is out to dude on Twitter. That's at @ALTIDUDE. Be sure to check out the Haps every Sunday with the lovely T. Austin Reed and the lovely Miss P from the Intune Show. That's 3:00 every Sunday. November 23rd, Teens in Tune with Sienna J, Darius, Miss Abby. I think they have a new co-host as well. I think the Teens in Tune is growing by the minute at this point. So be sure to check that out November 23rd. Dr. Sue, follow Dr. Sue. Miss Kate Bookman, shout out to Kate Bookman. Shout out to Valencia, who's listening but is not in the chat room. She let me know that via Twitter. So shout out Valencia. God's Gift to Women. If you have music, email God's Gift to Women. I mean, for men. I'm sorry. I said God's Gift to Women. God's Gift for Men on Twitter to get your independent music played on the Intune Show. Ms. DJ, you have anything?
Everything that I have to say, I have to say it off air. But to everybody else, you know, thank you for tuning in. ensuing show. We want to thank Mr. Philip Crosby again for being with us today and allowing us to interview him. We want to send shout outs to all of the Ensuing family, Sienna J, Kate Bookman, the lovely Miss Phoenix, and Miss T. Austin. You know, send love to her, to the lovely Heat lover out here. So, you know.
I can't wait for this show to check out before
Thursday hits. Want to wish everybody a happy and safe and a blessed Thanksgiving. Hope that everybody has fun with their family, whatever plans that you have. You know, remember the day is just not for eating turkey and stuffing your face with macaroni and cheese and candy, and be thankful, you know.
I don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm sorry. For those who don't celebrate the holidays.
Miss P, are you there?
Yes. Thank you guys so much for being awesome and doing such a great job with Mr. Phil Crosby. And I'm working on some more stuff, and I'll keep you guys posted. If I don't speak to you guys for Thanksgiving, whether you celebrate it or not, have a great, safe one. And I'll see you guys next Sunday.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye, guys. Yeah, guys, so that is the conclusion to the locker room, Diva Got the J and the Haps. For all those who are avid listeners to the Ensuing Show, I just want to take a few minutes to tell you thank you so much for your support. We are constantly working on creative ways to be creative so we can bring you new and exciting things all the time. As everyone just said, shout out to the entire Ensuing Show family. We grow by the minute, as they just also said. So it's hard to keep up with every single person's name, but you know who you are. I love you all, and I will see you guys on Tuesday when I'll be interviewing Sakra Ward and that kid named Breezy. So stay in tune, because we want to be in tune with you.
I'm in tune, about to take it to the moon, let's go. I'm in tune, about to take it to the moon, let's go.